I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him, I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. I want to so bad, but I can't. You know, it's okay to tell God, I don't feel you right now, but I need you. God, come to my rescue. You know who I am. You know how much I need. How in the world are you going to get to the place, the attitude, the mindset that God wants you to have and where he wants you to be if you don't start from where you really are? The presence of God is not a place to bypass your emotions. It's a place to process them. Where else can I go but his presence? Who else could I tell but the one who knit me? How many times in my life I thought I was fighting someone, and I thought I was fighting something, but the real fight, the real war, the real battle was not the battle with them, it was the battle within. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Why am I anxious if my father knows my needs? Why am I anxious if he's numbered the hairs on my head? Why am I anxious if he promised to supply every need? Why should I feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. When his eye is watching over my life, David said, you were there for my conception, and you have been there for every conflict and every season of my life. It's not what's happening out there that makes me anxious. It's what I allow in here to go undetected and unchecked. It's my thought process. Am I anxious because it's just the rhythms of life? Then fine, I'll get through it. Or am I creating more waves than necessary because my eyes are not focused on Jesus? We can't take it all in and still have room for the peace of God. You're praying for the peace of God. God doesn't have anywhere to put it. Your mind is too full. Christ is the solid rock, but if you don't know how to stand on that rock with the right balance, the devil will push you around and you will always feel unsettled and you will always feel tossed and turned. But when you make up your mind, what does matter and what doesn't matter? What doesn't matter? What they think. What does matter? What God knows. I'm already accepted because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. Now, God, help me to align my life with what you made me to be so that I can be the real me. I want to be the real me, the highest version of me that called me, that chosen me, that secure me, that stable me, that God loves me and I don't have to prove anything to anyone. This is my child. With him, with her, I am well pleased. I don't have to be anybody else. When you get alone and you feel alone and you say, God, I need you. And God says, now that you know that I'm what you need, I can give you what you don't even know to pray for. If you'll get desperate and open your mouth and get real, I'm done pretending. I'm done playing. What you have is what you need for where you are. You are not stuck. It is not over. Saul can't kill you, and you're not alone. My imagination is God's house. My imagination was purchased with the blood of Christ. You can't set up camp here. I got dreams to dream. I got visions to see. I got a future to imagine.